Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lee Stringer's here. Lee's a new friend. She's a senior workplace expert for research and strategy at EYP Architecture and Engineering. She is an architect. She's the author of a couple of books, including The Green Workplace and a brand new book called The Healthy Workplace. She's our new friend, Lee Stringer. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So in your book, you talk about healthy organizational culture. You talk about management strategies. That doesn't sound like an architect's purview to me.
Well, I do have an MBA, and a lot of what I do is upfront, you know, before clients are interested in building a building, they kind of want to know how to make the way they work more effective in that new space. And so I
before you lay bricks and blocks and beams, you start thinking about flow, don't you?
Absolutely. And creativity and collaboration and all those business words, but all the words that are really meaningful, right?
A lot of new stuff going on these days, right, with regard to how workspace is designed?
It's changed a lot.
You have to have an understanding of the culture of the company before you build them a building?
That's one of the first things I do.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's interesting. So when people go in and they hire an architect and they expect us to immediately start talking about space, which we, of course, can't wait to do, but we try not to. We try to really understand, use all kinds of tricks, you know, metaphors, you know, describe your culture now and describe it in the future using, you know, images or words or all kinds of things.
Does that ever annoy them when you start out like that?
Well, we don't spend all the time talking about culture. We pretty quickly get into space. But I think they appreciate the fact that we're taking a pause before we spend a crap load of capital dollars. That, you know, buildings, we don't build and change as buildings as fast as we do technology, right?
It's right.
Every 10 years. You don't get a chance to rework stuff. And I think people are interested in, you know, the latest thinking and trends.
Forward thinking, too.
Yeah, but not too trendy, right?
Right. I was going to ask you, that's one thing I wanted to ask you about is how do you keep from getting too trendy? But keep going. You're doing good.
Well, I think it's a great conversation early on to understand where companies want to be, and often they haven't really thought as far out as we're asking them to think. They've thought about the next quarter, the next year, maybe. It's really hard to project headcount much beyond, you know, 6 months from now these days. So I think it's, you know, we're asking them to think about, well, you know, how have you changed in the past? What is historically the last 5 years? What have those looked like? And chances are they've been pretty crazy, and they've had to grow and shrink and turn on their heads and, you know, and expand.
Well,
you've
got to be asking them, okay, as you said, how fast you plan to grow? Are you going to be hiring the same kind of people 5 years from now as you hired 5 years ago?
Right.
You know, how much outsourcing are you going to do? How much time are you going to be spending with other contractors? I mean, those are all things that are real world workplace situations these days.
It is. And, you know, a big thing that comes up just about every time is who's the next generation workforce and what do they care about?
Ah, the millennials.
Because a lot of the times we're talking to people who are retiring by the time the building will be built you know, they'll be living in it too long. So the next gen is really interested in health. They're really interested in sustainability. They're interested in, you know, giving back and a whole bunch of things that are wonderful. But how do we, you know, make that work with the current population and integrate it well and also think about profitability, which, you know, of course, we all care about in the world of business.
So also, you know, when you think of work, I mean, this is what buildings are supposed to do, right? They house people who work. And so when we think of work over the next 20 years, are we going to be putting people in buildings? Are we going to be letting them stay home or finding their own place to work? What are you guys seeing out there about that?
Well, there's definitely a migration to now that we're mobile, now that we, you know, really the focus is so much on collaboration,
right,
and being global and all this stuff and in the air, traveling everywhere, trying to get, you know, business done. We're not in the office as much, and so a lot of business owners are really concerned that, number one, what happened to the buzz? Everybody used to show up, and I used to be able to rub shoulders with everybody,
right,
and now I can't.
You get energy from other people. And
yeah, you really do, and you can just hear crickets, you know.
Right.
So part of the, you know, it's a two-handed thing. I mean, one, they want the buzz, and two, I'm wasting a lot of money on this building that is seems to be half vacant all the time. So,
well, see,
how
a perfect example of this for me right now is higher education.
Mm.
I mean, these colleges keep building dormitories.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, I think there's a need to get ahead, right? They all need to build a better, bigger, fancier.
But it's almost like
this.
It's almost like
the
administration sees buildings as their success. You know, if they can't manage buildings, what do they got to do? But I mean, more and more of the kids I talk to are taking online courses.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, my brother graduated from Duke and did an awesome online program, and he met his classmates every now and again, but most of it was virtual, and it was awesome. So, yeah, I think this is everywhere, right? It's kind of ubiquitous, this need to be everywhere, work everywhere, study everywhere, as the case may be.
So what are you recommending to folks? What's an example of something that you would recommend to a company? Oh, and you're putting a building together for them that they might be surprised to hear from you.
Well, I think building less is actually a good idea.
Meaning smaller?
Smaller, yes. Uh-huh. But not as small as you think. Not squinching, squeezing. I think a lot of people think, well, just pack everybody in like sardines.
Right.
That'll work. No, not at all. It's actually rethinking what the purpose of coming into the office or into the workplace at all. Why do you do it? It's particularly knowledge work, right? We could be anywhere. So why do we come together? What does that look like? And I think what we're seeing is that, yes, there are spaces for individual people to get heads down work done, no doubt. But we're seeing a real shift in, sofa areas and ping pong tables. And, yes, they're still around. I know that sounds like, people bristle sometimes when they hear ping pong or hear, any sort of, that sounds high-tech and expensive. But the truth is that when we get together as people and collaborate, and when we're doing so in a relaxed fashion, the great ideas flow. And the least relaxing position that we can be in is actually kind of Cro-Magnon style over laptop.
When we come back,
it's physically impossible for us to be creative that way, especially staring at a screen and looking at, and multitasking.
The book is called The Healthy
Email.
Workplace by Lee Stringer. We're going to talk some more about this. I'm going to ask her about cubicles when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.